Russia has criticized Ukraine over the death of dozens of pro-Moscow protesters in the southern city of Odessa. The Russian Foreign Ministry says it is outraged at the events. Meanwhile, the UN Security Council has held an inconclusive meeting on the crisis in Ukraine. The U.S. president has expressed support for Ukraine's military operation against pro-Russia protesters. Barack Obama says Kiev's measures are meant to restore order. He also repeated his threat against Russia, saying there will be increasing costs for Moscow if it does not de-escalate the crisis. The unemployment rate in the United States dropped to 6.3% in April, the lowest since 2008. But the fall in the unemployment rate occurred because of a sharp decline in the number of people looking for jobs. And political analysts say the actual jobless rate is much higher than the official figures. Britain's High Court has ruled that the country's detention policy in Afghanistan is unlawful. The court also said the military went, quote, beyond the legal powers available to the UK. The ruling came in relation to a case filed by a former detainee for the violation of his human rights. Syrian army units have discovered and dismantled three explosive charges planted by militants in the vicinity of Homs. The explosives were said to be detonated wirelessly. A few hours earlier, the militants were forced to agree to a ceasefire with the government and evacuate the city. U.S. officials have confirmed the first case of the mysterious Middle East Respiratory Syndrome virus in the United States. The MERS patient fell ill after flying to the U.S. last week from Saudi Arabia. The virus has killed over 100 people in the Middle East. The United Nations says the violence in South Sudan could spiral into genocide. UN officials say the leaders of the two South Sudanese factions are locked in a personal struggle for power. Thousands of people have been killed and more than 1 million have fled their homes since the fighting broke out in December. And an Iranian business delegation has held a meeting with Tunisia's Union of Industries, Trade and Handicrafts in Tunis. The expansion of bilateral economic ties was high on the agenda. A group of Tunisian businessmen also plans to visit Iran in the future to make efforts to boost ties.